Tell me about Diebold. Who is it? Is it a public or private company?
Diebold is public, okay. And its CEO made a kind of an idiotic statement last summer that's been widely reported. He went down to the Bush Ranch in Crawford, Texas. He's one of the pioneers and rangers who raises a lot of money. And then he came back and he wrote a letter and sent it to his friends and said he promised he was committed to deliver the votes to Bush in 2004.
Oh, now wait a minute now. You're telling me that the CEO for this company, which owns this vote-making division,
right,
went down to the Crawford Ranch and comes back and says that they're going to deliver votes.
And he put it in writing. He really did.
Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Well, one would think. And while we're talking about conflict of interest, there's four major companies. We found that another of the major companies, Election Systems and Software, actually the guy that was running the company, he was the CEO and chairman of the company and owned up to $5 million in stock in it, resigned, and then 2 weeks later he ran for office on the machines that he'd made.
Did he win?
Oh, with an upset landslide. It was considered the biggest upset in the country by the Washington Post.
He won?
Yes.
Huh.
And he was, he now thinks he might want to run for president in 2008. His name's Chuck Hagel, and he's from Nebraska.
You're not accusing him of any hanky-panky here, are you?
Just saying that it's a conflict of interest and that he did not disclose this on his disclosure documents, which is required. So there's an ethics violation. And we also, and it's not all Republicans. People like to, you know, make this up as some sort of a plot by a particular party. Well, I like to say that there's three parties.
I just want to get to the truth here, Beverly. I don't care what party's doing.
Yeah, you know, and there's really three parties. You've got Republicans and Democrats and then the corrupt. And I think the corrupt would draw from both parties.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely, and I think the corrupt probably oversees things that go on in this country and other countries. I mean, don't get me started on the Illuminati and what these other groups are up to, but, you know, you never know anymore what could be going on.
Right.
As you began, let's go back just a little bit, and then we'll jump forward again. How did you come across this? How did you stumble into this?
Yeah, it's funny because I never really thought that voting was a very interesting topic. I had done some writing on embezzlement and on financial fraud in the early 90s, and I had gone into some depth. And then I got away from that and was writing completely about other topics. I read an article by an author named Lynn Landis, and she was talking about how we couldn't seem to find out who owned these companies and how they were throwing away the paper audit trail and so forth. And I thought, well, I'll just go find out who owns them. I can figure that out. And, you know, within 10 minutes, I found that Chuck Hagel, who was the guy who was running for office at the time, that he had up to $5 million in ownership in a company that counted 80% of his votes. And then I started looking to see if we could document that the machines counted wrong, and I found over 100 elections where the machines had been documented to have miscounted. And the miscounts were staggering. For example, in Alamaki County, Iowa, in the 2000 presidential election, they put in 300 votes, and the machine counted 4 million. That's not very good.
4 million?
And every time they reran it, it kept coming up with 4 million every time they put in the 300 votes. Now, in 2003, just recently in November, in Boone County, Indiana, the machines were fed 5,000 votes, and they counted 144,000. And you see, these are the obvious things that we actually notice because they're so ridiculous. What's really dangerous is how many small errors are there and mid-size errors are there. I found over 100 elections where the machines miscounted. They were very thoroughly documented, and I could have found 100 more. I just got tired. I would have had a book that was 900 pages long if I had actually documented them.
So there's no question in your mind that there's something wrong with this kind of system?
No question at all.
As a journalist, you would put your hand on a Bible and raise your right hand, and you'd say, yep, there's something wrong.
Okay. Oh, yes.
The people who are behind this, is it monetary, or do you believe they are looking to create some kind of unethical change?
Well, I think that the underlying root cause of the problem is money. when we allocated $4 billion, that created a gold rush, and everybody in the world decided they needed to run out and scoop up part of that money.
Sure.
And they did so without proper safeguards and in some pretty sloppy ways. And then we also, of course, we've had people, you know, when we're dealing with elections, you know, those have been a target for tampering for ever since we've had elections. And there's a lot of money involved in getting an election to go the way you want it to. What's different about the computerized voting is the scale. If you tamper successfully with, say you're a programmer with Inside Access, you can literally affect as many as a million votes at once, even as many as 10 million votes at once.
And nobody would even know?
And nobody would know. And in fact, in Georgia in 2002, we now know that one man changed the program. Nobody looked at what he wrote to change this program inside the machine. And one man, his programming counted 1 million votes, and to this day, we don't know what he put in those machines because it's since been erased.